Another proof of the miraculous is God's power to heal. In fact, if you need healing, then we have a whole tape full of miraculous healing testimonies called You Can Be Healed, which you may be interested in ordering. Well, this next story is a remarkable healing testimony that happened to a personal friend of mine.
One fateful day, when I was 12 years old, the car that I was riding in with the rest of my family was involved in a rear-end collision. Afterward, it appeared that none of us were seriously injured. However, just to be safe, my father had all of us children x-rayed. It was then that the doctors discovered a C-shaped curvature of my spine, a disorder known as scoliosis. I immediately had to begin a rigid program of physical therapy under various specialists and doctors. My father had strong faith in God and did his utmost not only to pray that God would heal and straighten my back, but he also tried to get me the best physical therapy and medical attention that money could buy. He even had an indoor heated swimming pool built so that I could swim daily to try to strengthen my back muscles. But in spite of all this, the curvature gradually worsened from a C shape to an S shape. The most acclaimed spinal specialist in the United States explained that if uncorrected, my condition would continue to worsen and I would grow up to become a hunchback and would most likely be bound to a wheelchair by the age of 25. The correction he prescribed was that I be immediately fitted and strapped into a very uncomfortable 14.5-pound metal and leather back brace. To try to forcibly straighten my spine, the brace applied constant pressure under my chin and around my hips, thus keeping my neck and spine in continual traction. The back specialist said I would need to wear the brace for the next 5 years, taking it off only for daily swimming therapy. Every month he would adjust and tighten the brace, increasing the tension and traction in an attempt to straighten my crooked back. The pain was almost unbearable sometimes, and it was often very difficult for me to walk or move about. Throughout this entire ordeal, my father's faith in God never seemed to waver. He would often visit my bedside and pray for me in the night, sometimes praying so desperately that he would weep. After being confined to that brace for 2.5 years, the example of my father's faith, perseverance, and prayers finally got through to me, and I thought, if he can still have faith, I should too. So I began to desperately cry out to God, asking him to heal me. Then one night, while alone in bed, weeping and crying out to Jesus with all my heart, "Jesus, please heal me! Jesus, please heal me!" To my great astonishment, a powerful figure suddenly appeared in my room and stood before me, calmly looking right into my eyes. There was a bright, unearthly light glowing all around him, and I immediately knew that I was in the presence of a messenger from another realm, an angel of God. His folded wings reached higher than the ceiling, and he had beautiful shoulder-length blonde hair parted down the middle. There was a very sober but peaceful and loving look on his face. Although I was awestruck, I was not scared, and though he never spoke an audible word, he somehow communicated mentally with me and said,
"God has healed you. God has answered your father's prayers. You are already healed."
I was thrilled. I knew that God had answered my prayer. My condition, which had been worsening up until that point, suddenly drastically improved, and within 3 short months, my back was totally healed, and the doctor released me from the back brace, exclaiming that it was a miracle. From From this point, I went from being a handicapped, bitter, crippled, and broken-hearted girl to one who was so physically fit and robust that I became a professional cheerleader who tumbled around the country instructing cheerleading on college campuses and was a cheerleader for the National Football League's Dallas Cowboys professional football team, the American Basketball League's Dallas Chaparrals team, and the Dallas Tornadoes soccer team. The doctor was so astonished by my healing and consequent cheerleading career that he posted a photograph in his office of me cheerleading the Dallas Cowboys for an encouragement to all of the other crippled adolescents who would enter his office and face wearing that back brace. God had so miraculously healed me, sparing me from a life of pain and agony, that when, at the age of 21, he called me to serve him, I couldn't possibly say no. I've now been serving him full-time for the past 16 years, have had 4 beautiful children, which the doctor said I would never be able to do because of the weakened condition of my back and spine, and have been able to strengthen many others' faith through this true personal testimony. Praise the Lord.